Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavati Pitura Ucho Shradani Nod Dibuja Prasabam Prasabam Tanu Jayara Tatani Tirtha Samyepi Apibhati Lambu Tasyo Dharanaka Vidinavapad Ya Arachat Tasmai Namo Nidhare Akila Dharma Gopte. Alright, read the translation please and the purport. So Pitraloka, this is the very word Pitra, of course, means father or forefathers. The Pitraloka, it is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita also. The planet of the ancestors. For example, the Chinese, they worship the ancestors. They also worship ghosts. In Malaysia, we were driving, the whole street was closed off, and there was a big, big street festival. Making very beautiful houses for the ghosts out of paper, decorated paper festoons, you know, very colorful. They believed that by inviting the ghosts to live in these nice paper houses and other kinds of houses, small houses they construct. They're under the illusion that the ghosts, out of gratitude, will then serve them and increase their sense gratification. This is a concept. This is their religion. Because you people are all in the mode of goodness, basically. You may conclude, and Krishna give you intelligence, why, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. This is an absurd practice. This is the nature of religion in the mode of ignorance. You know that saying, it may not have any rhyme or reason. It may be complete nonsense, but millions of people believing something does not become truth simply because millions of people believe. There's so many so-called religions in this world, millions of people believing, it does not make it truth. Very sorry. So this, it happened, this worship of Pitra Loka, the Pitras, the departed ancestors, this is common throughout Asia, actually, not just India, but throughout Asia, the worship of ancestors is very common. There are some Chinese restaurants in the West. And there, the upstairs from the restaurant, they have a temple room. And the temple room, there are so many, it's very beautiful, but what is the use? There are many little drawers and many little places you can put the name of your ancestor with a piece of paper. So instead of offering their food that they cook, so all the food at the restaurant is offered to these ancestors and Buddhas. Instead of Krishna Prasad, they're eating ancestor Prasad. According to the Bhagavad Gita, if you worship the ancestors, you go to the ancestors. Now, Krishna's explanation of everything is most perfect, infallible as a matter of fact. Actually, millions of people all over the, primarily Asia, Asians, that are worshipping the ancestor, literally worshipping the ancestors. Here, the inhabitants of Pitraloka, they give the clue. They basically explain. He says, they are glorifying Lord Nrisimhadev. They're happy to get rid of Hiranyakasipu. They're very happy to get rid of him. Because it says the demon by force enjoyed all the offerings of the Shraddha ceremonies. Performed by our sons and grandsons. On the anniversaries of our death. So it appears from this statement by the inhabitants of Pitraloka themselves, they are attached to receiving these offerings. Sustains them. Without these offerings, they will fall down to hell. But in one sense, you could say with their descendants making these offerings to them, in one sense you could say it stabilizes them because it keeps them at Pitra Loka instead of falling down to hell. So they were very upset because they weren't getting their offerings. That's like, you know, fasting. And this verse is showing also the envy of the demons. How much they become envious, not only of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but even of the ancestors, they become envious. There is this saying, winner takes all. That's a gambling statement. So, loba, they're trying to take everything and for themselves. They say that Hiranyakasipu was drinking the water mixed with sesame seeds offered at holy places of pilgrimage for them. Their language here is interesting. They say, you have taken back all this stolen property from his abdomen.
Well,
he was eating the sacrifices, he was eating them, drinking them. Mary says,
well,
that means it goes into his stomach. Very big stomach. So they say by piercing his abdomen, you've taken back all this stolen property. So they're very happy. They're offering their respectful obeisances. So what do you think? Is this pure devotional service? What is your opinion? No? Not pure devotional service? Why? They're worshipping Lord Nrisingadev. Why is it not pure devotional service? Louder. Did you get that? Yes, very good. Hare Ram. So it's fruitive. It's not pure devotional service. That is, pure devotional service is defined by Srila Rupa Goswami. That there must be no traces of fruitive activity. You have to understand what fruitive activity means. There is a tree, and then you pluck the fruit from the tree. The tree works very hard to produce the fruit, then it hanging from the tree, then you pluck the fruit from the tree. So then this is a metaphor. Fruitive activity is basically a metaphor. Like you have this tree, maybe you water it, but you're after something. after the fruit. You don't care anything for the tree. Then only the tree produces some fruit and you pluck the fruit. You're after the fruit. You want the result. You want what the tree produces for your sense gratification. You take it. You see? So this is a literal example of the concept of fruto. You want to take the result. And you don't care anything to offer to the Supreme Lord or even to the devas. Of course, those who are worshipping the devas, they also want something. So they are making an offering to the devas, but they want something in return. Business deal. This is not devotion, this is a business deal. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, Anya Abhidasa Sanyam Jnana Kamari Anna Mutta Anatulayana Krishnanu Yukumam. The pure devotional service has no trace of fruit of activity. No jnana, no searching after mental speculation. So these things must be absent in pure devotional service. So we see that these inhabitants of Pitraloka, they're just happy, they're praising Lord Nrisingadev because Lord Nrisingadev is giving them back their sense gratification. So when we study Srimad Bhagavatam, we're supposed to learn not exactly from the habits of Pitraloka, but we're supposed to learn from Prahlad Maharaj, because he... Because Prahlad Maharaj is Mahajan. He's one of the greatest authorities on the science of devotional service. Of course, the prayers by the habits of Pitraloka, they are included because we're supposed to learn from this. We're supposed to get the point that we're making here, that this is not pure devotional service. By hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, we're supposed to get this point, you see? So we are not to take example from the habits of Pitraloka. It's not a very high position, Pitraloka. They're enjoying some kind of sense gratification there. And they're being maintained only by the Shraddha, only what's being offered by their descendants. They're being maintained. But there's no indication they themselves are engaged in pure devotional service. They're dependent on the service by their descendants, you see. It just stabilizes them in Pitraloka. That's only a question of being temporarily stabilized. Actually, this is a very dangerous position. They're only temporarily stabilized. Like if you take a plate, you know, a breakable plate, you know, china, made out of china, you know, what do you call it? You can put it on your finger, some people can put it on their finger, they can spin it around, you know. And it is temporarily stabilized. Somebody can look and say, oh, this is very wonderful. But what is that destiny of that plate? It's going to fall down. So the problem is, because the inhabitants of Pitraloka are not engaged in pure devotional service, then they have no way of getting promoted. They have no way. It's like being in jail. Maybe they are temporarily stabilized. The point to understand is they're only temporarily stabilized. Actually, it's very unstable. Shaky. Because they're going to fall from that position. What happens is here they're complaining, well, our descendants, they stopped making the offerings to us, you know. So that's the only way they can, that's the only way they can stay in Pitraloka is if the descendants continue making offerings. Otherwise, they're finished. Unless a pure devotee like Narada Muni comes amongst them and preaches pure Krishna consciousness. And he may do that. Narada goes everywhere. He goes Burbuasva. He goes down to lower planets also. He's the original Paribhajakacharya preacher. You know Paribhajakacharya? What means Paribhajakacharya? Everywhere and anywhere. Arriba! Oh, that is our line coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And somebody may say, but we've got Bhajan Anandis in our disciple succession, Gorkishore Das Babaji. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disciples, they took a little risk actually. Risk of apparat. They inquired from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. What, something to the effect what preaching he was doing. He's sitting in one place chanting japa. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he replied very firmly. His chanting of the holy names is so pure. It is purifying the entire universe, Bhurbhuvasva. You can say he's sitting in one place, but his preaching is so powerful, Bhurbhuvasva is getting purified. Indirectly, he's telling his disciple, don't be a fool, don't be an offender. It was not a good question because it was laced with a tendency towards apparat, you know? So that's Mahabhagavat, that chanting, just like we hear the recordings, proper chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Now devotees are playing these recordings of Prabhupada chanting all over the world. So Srila Prabhupada is, present tense, in the same league as Gorkishore Das Babaji. So whatever you say about the chanting of whatever Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said about the chanting of Gorkishore Das Babaji doesn't mean that it's dead and gone, finished. First of all, the benefit to the universe is permanent, not temporary. Try to understand. Once the sound vibration is released from the lips of a Mahabhagavat, And that pure Shabda Brahm continues traveling throughout the universe. So although Gorkhasura Das Babaji left his body, his vibration of Hare Krishna is still traveling throughout the universe. Hare Bhav! Please don't minimize the power of the holy name, especially as it comes from the lips of a Mahabhagwat. Even chanting by regular devotees like us, it is also traveling throughout the universe. The sound is circling and going up everywhere. It is spreading out everywhere like the rays of the sun. Even ordinary chanters want to speak of Mahabhagavat. So this we should understand. There's another point. He says that Prabhupada says the duty of all householders to offer food grains to all their departed forefathers. This is a Vedic injunction. But in our society, does this mean you should be doing that? What is your opinion, sir? You. He says yes. He says yes, it is our duty. Any other opinions? Yes, Prabhu. But to be more specific, explain in Hindi. The reason we do not offer to ancestors in Krishna consciousness is because you offer Krishna prasadam, then the ancestors, they are getting the 100% benefit of your offering of Krishna prasad. If you eat bhoga, they get no benefit. To a restaurant, they get no benefit. But even at home, on your personal offer, you offer Krishna Prasad, then just as the ancestors were getting benefit from the offerings by their descendants, similarly, your ancestors are getting the benefit. It is beyond, it is more powerful than Shraddha ceremony. Simply offering Krishna Prasad, they are getting all that benefit greater than Shraddha ceremony, you see. That's why we don't see that we are teaching this in Krishna consciousness. We follow what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. Yad karoshi, yad ashtashi, yad jahosi, dadasi, that, like that. Whatever you do, whatever your ritual you may perform, whatever food you're offering, whatever offering you're making, you do it as an offering to me. So that's the final word. Then all the other duties that are given in the Vedas, they are taken care of by surrendering to Krishna's instruction. So you need not have any doubt about this. Similarly, we don't have to independently worship the devas. I know many of you may have murti of Shivaji at home, or some devotees, some ISKCON devotees have got Kali at home also, and Ganeshji of course is very popular. But you need to understand that by worshipping Krishna, all these devas are satisfied. Because they're opposite of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was envious of all these offerings. So he stole them. The devas, on the other hand, in comparison, they may have some envy if they're not actual pure devotees. They may have some envy, but they acknowledge, but they also have some intelligence. So they are fully satisfied when they're offering to Lord Vishnu, because they are inside the body of Lord Vishnu. Therefore, they receive the offering that's made to Lord Vishnu. Try to understand. Because they're inside the body of Lord Vishnu, all the devas are there. In this way, they are satisfied, they don't require separate offerings. All the Vedic injunctions, most of all the Vedic injunctions, go out the window when you just follow Acharya in our line, Srila Prabhupada. You follow the Vani, the instruction of Prabhupada. Then all these Vedic injunctions, thousands and hundreds of thousands of injunctions, rules and regulations, all become obsolete. If you don't offer your food at home, then there's immediately karma, of course. You get karma from the complaints of the ancestors also, you see? So you just follow the simple program that we are teaching that Prabhupada gave, that's all. And hundreds of thousands of Vedic rules and regulations and injunctions are automatically taken care of. This is called watering the root of the tree. Okay, we'll stop there. Anybody have any questions? Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Giriraj Govardhan ki jai, Shishi Gaunitai ki jai, Jagannath Swami Baladev Subhadra ki jai, Shishi Krishna Balaram ki jai, Radhika Raman ki jai, Nidai Gopremanandi Hari Hari Bol.